So you have high blood pressure and you have been told to go on a low sodium diet. You could be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Today, I'm going to share with you the negative effects of a low salt diet and what you should do instead.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root causes without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here today with my co-host, Teresa Marie, to talk about the negative effects of a low-sodium diet on health, even when you have hypertension.
Yeah, this is definitely something that I've heard. I remember my grandmother, I think about this in another episode where we were talking about sodium. My grandmother having some hypertension and the doctor telling her she needed to get rid of all salt from her diet. She did, and she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah,
whoa, makes sense. We thought this was supposed to help her. She had hypertension. So I'm really interested in what you have to say, Dr. Jake. Before we jump into all of the details here, let's just first start off with what is the pervading belief about sodium and hypertension?
The pervading belief behind sodium and hypertension is that if you eat a low sodium diet, your blood pressure is going to be good. Or if you have high blood pressure, your blood pressure is going to decrease to a level that is healthy.
And we see that happening, right? But then there's situations like what happened with my grandma. So where is the truth and where are the lies here? Let's jump into it. Is there any truth with this belief system about the correlation between sodium and blood pressure and hypertension?
So is there any truth to pervading myth that salt actually increases blood pressure? Yes and no. There is research on it, but it's not as powerful of research as you might seem because of what's actually shared in the media, in our politics, and from doctors. So let's really dive into the research. Let's first talk about one major research article that was done in 20 plus countries and several different ethnicities, races, and cultures. And what they were doing is they tracked people, how much salt that they were taking in these regions, and they looked at their blood pressure. So in this study, majority of the cultures and countries did not see much of a difference at all. They saw maybe 0.9 to 3 millimeters of mercury improvement on your blood pressure. So to put that in layman terms, that means, let's say you had a blood pressure of 130 over 85. Following a low sodium diet will decrease your blood pressure to 127 over 84. That is not going to help benefit your heart, prevent you from a stroke or aneurysm, or support health your kidneys. But that's not what the media says. Oh, you follow a low sodium diet, your blood pressure is going to go down. Or you talk to doctors, they're like, oh, you have high blood pressure. Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea to keep your sodium below 1200 milligrams a day, which is hardly any type of salt at all. And then we're leaving out all the possible health detriments that come from that. So yeah, there is truth to it. It will decrease your blood pressure. It will help decrease the blood pressure in certain ethnicities more than others. Based on this study, they checked it on Africans and they showed that it actually showed a 9 or 10 millimeter per mercury improvement. But this was a place that was eating a high amount of salt and they had very low basal BMI. So they were really skinny, meaning they had a very high amount of salt compared to their weight. And that was maybe a piece to it too. But also what we're seeing in African Americans, that they have more of a propensity to be salt sensitive than other cultures. But I don't see that very often in that population group, but there is research supporting that.
What happens then? You're saying here that there is some truth, but not significant enough for it to really be worth the negative effects. What are the negative effects then of a low to no sodium diet on people's health?
What are the negative effects of actually following a low sodium diet? So let's dive into this. What's interesting is we follow the low sodium diet to decrease our blood pressure. And the big reason why we do that is we want to prevent heart attack or stroke. But when you actually look into the research, okay, it decreases blood pressure a little bit. But when you look at the research, a low sodium diet actually increases your risk of heart attack. That's really interesting, right? It increases your risk of heart attack. And this makes complete sense because you need sodium and chloride for your heart to work appropriately. For every tiny little system, for our body to send electrical impulses to communicate how our heart pumps is through sodium, chloride, potassium, and magnesium, our electrolytes. So if we get way too little amount of salt, That's going to affect how our heart works, how it pumps, how it sends blood throughout. It causes more turbulation in there and more possibility for a heart attack or stroke in the future. What's also interesting is we think, oh, low sodium diet is good for heart disease, but it's just a healthy thing to do. When we see it, it actually is not good for diabetes either. It actually affects insulin sensitivity and increases insulin production in response to following a low sodium diet. So it increases your risk of getting diabetes. Also, we see in the research that it increases your LDL and cholesterol production and decreases HDL. That is going to increase your risk of a heart attack and stroke when you have too high of LDL and cholesterol production. So it's definitely not good for your heart. And that's what most people are prescribing the low sodium diet for, is for heart health. But all it does is decrease your blood pressure a minute amount and doesn't help the heart in general. So actually taking a pure, unrefined salt that has sodium chloride and has the potassium and the magnesium and all the other electrolytes in there for your heart to work well. Actually, the research shows that getting enough potassium and magnesium will prevent heart attack and stroke in the future. Actually, having unrefined salt is actually going to be much better for your health than following a low salt diet.
What I'm hearing then is, if you have hypertension, instead of going low sodium, instead switch to a different type of sodium, which would be unrefined salt, because it will have sodium in it, but it'll also have all these other electrolytes that help you balance your sodium and use it well and so forth. So then on the other side here, are people who have hypertension, I'm assuming then they're not eating a lot of unrefined salt. And instead, what kind of sodium are they eating? Where are they getting this, in a sense, bad sodium that is actually affecting their hypertension, so that switching to unrefined salt would be the better choice?
So yeah, most people that are following the low sodium diet, they're getting the refined salt, which is just pure sodium chloride, which has been bleached. It has anti-caking agents and a lot of other chemicals on it. So the salt they're getting is actually bad for you. It's dead and it's not healthy at all. I don't recommend that type of salt. I recommend an unrefined salt that actually has the perfect balance of sodium chloride and all the other minerals that come along with it. Our body is about balance. If you get something out of balance, think bad things are going to happen. Our body wants to be in homeostasis all the time. So if you decrease your amount of minerals you're getting, you're going to have a problem. You decrease how much sodium chloride you have in your body, it's going to be a problem. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to have to go pound the salt, eat tons of salt all the time. I'm saying you do need to get enough unrefined salt in your diet, though. And I don't recommend the refined salt at all, because it's really not good for your health. I would put refined salt in the same category as refined sugar. Both of them are really bad for your health.
So what amount of unrefined salt is a good amount for someone who wants to lower their blood pressure?
So what is a good amount for someone that wants to decrease their blood pressure? Now, this is going to be tailored to the patient. You need to go to a doctor that's actually educated on this and really knows what they're doing, especially if someone has really high blood pressure. So someone that doesn't have high blood pressure, I usually recommend half a teaspoon per 4 cups of water. So most people should be getting a teaspoon of unrefined salt a day. But if someone has high blood pressure, I start slow. I do half a teaspoon and I monitor them and have them do a journal on their hypertension. They record it. They get their own little blood pressure cuff at home and we track it. And then we modify it from there. But most of the time, people are doing really great with the unrefined salt. Like I said, there are some people that are salt sensitive and they're even going to respond poorly to the unrefined salt, but that's a very minute, small amount of people.
Then what about people who eat a lot of processed foods, processed meats, boxed foods, canned goods? Should they be adding this unrefined salt to these foods to help it? What would you recommend for those people who are eating that kind of diet?
Yeah. What about those people that are eating a highly processed diet that's really high in this refined salt? I don't usually recommend that they just start taking a lot of unrefined salt at that point. They're just going to get way too much salt in their body, and we need to find balance there. First, I'm going to start working on their diet and improving the food that they eat and really decrease the processed foods. And at that point, that's when we're going to start supplementing them with unrefined salt.
So what I'm hearing is then is slowly reduce the amount of processed foods that you're eating. So you're actually reducing your exposure, not only to the other tons of negative effects of having processed foods, but part of that being this dead salt that's in there, and then increasing the amount of unrefined salt. So you're really bringing down the negative and up on the positive when it comes to the types of salt that's good for your body.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah, I got to get it down for the people like myself who are not necessarily doctors and want to better understand it. Okay. So we see then as a summary of this is that sodium itself, the dead salt, is definitely not good for your body.
Mm-hmm.
Unrefined salt is good for your body and we need it. And this belief that you need to reduce your salt and have a low salt diet to improve your blood pressure, there's confusion in that because there's this belief of salt is salt when that's not necessarily true.
Yep.
The negative, it's the bad salt, it's the refined salt that needs to be reduced and not to have reduced without increasing refined salt, because otherwise you're going to end up like my grandmother and end up in the hospital, increased risk of heart attack and all sorts of other issues. Dr. Jay, thank you so much for sharing this. For anybody who's listening to this episode and going, okay, I definitely have hypertension issues. I want to see a doctor who knows what they're doing, who can measure my weight and what I'm doing and my level of hypertension and give me a good regimen to follow with my diet and my salt intake so that I can decrease my blood pressure without having taking medication, without having to end up in the hospital because I didn't have enough salt. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, visit my website, integrativemedica.com. Find my phone number there, call my receptionist, set up a visit with me or some of my other great doctors that are just as good as I am. Or you could also set up an appointment directly on our website. And obviously, we do Zoom calls. We do it HIPAA compliant. You could always talk to us virtually so you can see us from anywhere in the world.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Jake. And for everyone who's listening, if you liked this episode, please let us know by leaving us a positive review, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrative, M-E-D-I-C-A.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.